Composer Bernard Brands and librettist J.D. McClatchy's Vincent's premiere at the IU Opera Theater is a dramatic, visual, and musical success. Librettist McClatchy, familiar to IU Opera fans for his libretto for Our Town, has fashioned a series of tableaux that nicely follow Van Gogh's life. His carefully selected words are delivered with such precision by the whole cast that supertitles were frequently superfluous. And who would want to waste time looking at supertitles with the riches of production designer Barry Steele's visual feast? Van Gogh paintings covered the scrim and the walls. They grew in detail as scenes and his craft developed. Sometimes people inhabited the pictures, sometimes the pictures inhabited the people. For opera-goers already familiar with the paintings, there was the pleasure of reinforced dynamic memory. For those unfamiliar, the pleasures of discovery. Bernard Brands is definitely a contemporary composer. In Daniel Bishop's Thoughtful Notes, Brands' music is described as post-tonal, and that's a much better term than atonal. There are plenty of tones in Brands' music. Many are lushly beautiful, and all are evocatively effective and supportive of the drama. The music touches nicely on severe hymn sounds, affecting cafe songs and even chant, but it always does it from its own perspective. In Saturday night's cast, IU grad Christopher Burchett was winning in the arduous role of Vincent with strong singing and acting. Will Perkins was a charmer, vocally and dramatically, in the sympathetic role of Vincent's supportive brother Theo. Kelly Cruz was affecting as the bitterly realistic prostitute whom Vincent seeks to save. Stephen Linville was like a force of nature as a master of the Paris café scene Toulouse-Lautrec. Laura Boone was a good match for him as Agostina Segatori, the café's proprietor. Adam Walton was a bluff, hearty, almost Hemingway-esque figure as Van Gogh's fellow artist Paul Gauguin. Andrew Morstein sang nicely in the supportive role of the Saint-Rémy Asylum's doctor. Jason Eck as Vincent's stern father, Christopher Grundy as the hospitable Dr. Paul Gachet, and Jamie Leonard as the daughter that Vincent sought all sang and acted well. Throughout the evening of Vincent, conductor Arthur Fagan moved the production smoothly forward, nicely balancing the colors from stage and pit. Linda Pisano's costume designs were all dramatically calibrated to fit the characters, the action, and to harmonize with the other visual elements. Vincent Liotta's staging served this production well. The cafe crowd scenes with Michael Vernon's choreography were special pleasures. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.